Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast. I'm your host, Dibble, and I'm joined with...
Lindo next door.
Yes, sir. Zeus in the building right here.
Yes, sir. episode 9 today. 9 whole episodes of the Cooked Podcast.
Damn.
Yeah.
We on a roll.
I know, bro.
I'm so glad we got headphones right now because it's so, like, it's different. Like,
this is the first time in, like,
it's a vibe. A
couple months where we all have...
I don't think it's a couple months. That's very exaggerating. Yeah.
Really?
A few weeks, maybe.
A few weeks.
I don't know, bro. Because we really start in, what, August? That was our first... That's been a couple... What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
August, September, October.
We did take a little break, but, like, 9 whole episodes. Like, that's 9 weeks.
Yeah, that's about 2 or 3 months. Yeah. 2.5.
Got
shit. We're in the game. Skin ain't you. Yeah, we're skin deep in the game right now.
Man, this is awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, though? Good?
Yeah.
Chilling. I know this boy over here is pretty tired.
Yeah, bro.
he's tired,
I'm
dog.
I'm vibing now. The camera on. So we locked down.
Just working. Yeah. Bro, yesterday, I was planning on going to sleep early so I could, like, be well rested for today. Mm. I lay down at, like, 8:30. Like, I lay down in my bed, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep early. And then I get a text from Zhao from Outlet, and he's like, yo, want to make some flyers for money? I'm like, bet. Get up straight out of bed. Up till midnight, and I'm like, oh, there fucking goes my sleep schedule. Because I have to be up at 5 a.m.
Correct. I was just going to say that.
The only thing keeping me alive right now is, like, an energy drink. Like,
almost popped one, but I was like, I know if I take a sip of that energy drink he offered me, I'm not going to sleep.
That's crazy. Your tolerance of caffeine is so not bad, like,
bro, yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Zeus, he would just, like, he would drink coffee before he goes to sleep. He's like, all right,
he's like,
I'm gonna head to bed while he's making, like, a double shot espresso, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, You're about to go to sleep after this?
Shit on top of that. Like, it helps me sleep.
Yeah, no, like,
it's meant to keep you up.
What? How does that
talking about?
How does that work?
I've been trying to control that. I've been actually better at that, actually. I think, I don't know if y'all remember when I had, like, a caffeine tolerance break.
No, we all did.
Yeah, we all did.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
I think Sway was on it with y'all.
Yeah,
too,
no,
right?
he did it too.
Yeah, that was, like, a while back. I mean, I'm kind of still on that, you could say. But, I mean, I still drink caffeine, but, like, back then, I would drink, like, 3 cups of coffee each day. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, 2 a day.
During my gym era, it was bad. Like, bad. When I started taking pre-workouts, like, it was bad. Like, I would probably take 300, 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, every single day, and just became reliant on it.
That's terrible. Oh, yeah, because when you, like, rely on caffeine, bro, like, you actually get sleepier faster.
Yeah.
Like, you actually start
because to once you once fast. You crash out from the caffeine, it's like you just want to sleep. That's all you
want
to do.
That or you want more caffeine.
That's me.
That's me.
So it's definitely dangerous. So, like, I quit doing that.
Well, I know you're, like, you're supposed to have at least, like, 1 cup of coffee a day. That's
what that's what I do. Yeah. That's what I do now. As a normal human being.
Yeah. No cap.
But, like, once you start going off the deep end and having 5, 6, 7, 8.
I need it.
Man, I'm kind of glad now, like, we've been more controlled.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, a few weeks ago, we were very, like, stacked. Especially me, since, like, Halloween.
I feel like it had to be, like,
EDC. Yeah, we discussed about EDC last episode.
We broke our caffeine fast, like, right before that. Just because... Like, it was a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, before that, we were, like, we were very...
Yeah, locked in.
Yeah, we were locked in. It felt good, to be honest. I felt the best that I ever have.
Mm-hmm.
Just no caffeine.
Weed, of course. Yeah. Like, marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, because I used to smoke heavy.
Yes.
Back then.
Like, crazy. Like, it was like Wiz.
Yeah, I would actually look up to Wiz, like, hella. Yeah. And I mean, like...
Smoked like him, too.
Like, honestly, like, back then, like, yeah, like, I looked up to him, and, like... but, like, I also looked up to him as an artist, because he's a really good artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, him smoking and just, like, just trying to, like, just vibing, like, I looked up to that for some reason. Mm-hmm. But my tolerance for that is not the same. Like, if I smoke at least one joint, bro, I'm zooted. Like, I am zooted, bro. Like, it's actually crazy. Because I remember back then, to get me, like, actually high, it would be, like, two joints, maybe three.
Well, I mean, you took a pretty long break from it, so
yeah,
I think, like, you lost your tolerance.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah, of course.
It's worth it.
It's well worth it, bro. Like, I'm more, how would I say? I'm not so clouded. Wow. Yeah, I'm not very clouded. Yeah. Because I would be clouded hella. Even when, like, when you're, like, say, like, I'm on the schedule now, right? And I'm smoking, and tomorrow I don't smoke. I still feel clouded. But now that I'm done, like, my tolerance is not the same. What's it called? I'm, like, fully awake. Like this. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, I had like a brain fart.
If I take a puff of something now, I'm tooted for Lord knows how long.
Yeah, I was laid out on his bed for like 24 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do
How's that drink right there?
The spiked lemonade?
Yeah.
This is like an OG Bev right here. If y'all don't know nothing about that, lock in, quit playing.
I've never had one.
Simply spiked will get the job done.
What percent is it?
Actually, that's a good question. 5%. Now, 5% is like a White Claw. 2 or 3 of these, you're going to be rethinking if it's a White Claw, though.
Oh.
2 or 3 of these, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Next time, I'm going to get one of those, you know?
Facts.
I'm going to just, like, close your mic a little bit.
Yeah. But, yeah, two or three of these, you're going to be feeling it for sure.
Oh, all right. We have some, like, topics prepared today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hello, sorry. I'm drinking my, like, soda. I don't know if y'all can hear the...
Definitely hear it.
So we had some crazy events happen this past week.
Like, yeah,
the one main thing we were kind of like focusing on is that Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. Just like
an hour of my life.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Mm-mm. Man, honestly, whoever betted that game, bro.
I ain't gonna act like I ain't win no cheese off it though. I ain't gonna act like
I was surprised you betted. Jake Paul,
I bet it right next to David. Like, yeah. We're in line for the ride at the fair.
Yeah, at the fair. This all happened in the fair.
we were at the fair during the whole fight.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm about to drop like a 40 ball on Jake Paul.
Literally.
Like, I would too, to be honest. But like,
but the thing is, bro, like, Jake Paul is super young.
Yeah.
He's like 25, 26.
Yeah, and like Mike is like old.
58.
Dude,
he can retire.
Like, he qualifies
for a senior citizen home.
Yes, and like Jake is at his prime, right? Like, mm-hmm.
Can't even say that. He might be a little bit before that.
No, I'm saying like prime, like of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Of age, like, I'm not talking like boxing, because we also got like Ryan.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, he is like peak, you know, young.
Yeah, peak of young, you know, like peak of, like of youth. Yeah, him almost beating like Mike was. It was pretty shocking. It's shocking as hell. Like, everyone in the media was on that shit. Like, it was crazy. Like, even their fans, like Jake's and Mike's fans, think it's all rigged.
Oh, I think it's rigged.
No, like, when that fight was first announced, it was like, people in the boxing community by default don't take Jake Paul seriously because it's Jake Paul. Bro. Because, like, no matter how good of a boxer he genuinely is...
He's not.
They still... I know. Mm-hmm. But, like, they can't take him serious just because of who he is as a person.
And as a content creator.
As a content creator. And he has, like, a whole, like, digital footprint, like, from the past. Like, he made, like, Everyday Bro and, like... you know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to be taken seriously as a professional boxer when you made stuff like that in your pastime, you know? And then you just go and fight like the greatest boxer, literally the greatest boxer of all time,
and wins, bruh.
And,
yeah.
And
my
wins.
Decision pissed me off watching that damn.
Didn't
decision,
even knock
bro.
Him out. If he knocked him out, like, all right. Guess, but he's still 58 years old.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
but
you
like,
know what I'm saying? I don't know. Jake just... Honestly, people say that he was supposed to get more respect from that fight, but honestly, I think my respect for him got lower after that fight.
No, yeah. Because after watching the fight, like, seeing the fight, it was just like, come on,
like,
man.
What are we
like,
doing? Like,
Mike Tyson wasn't moving the way he should.
Yeah, I think...
Like,
I think too old. If I remember correctly, it was... They asked him, they were like, yo, like... how do you feel about Canelo? Because they asked him about, would you fight Canelo? He was like, nah.
Please.
He was like, nah. Canelo needs to find me.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I don't think you want Canelo to find you, bro.
Yeah, Canelo, when he come find you, he gonna come find you now. Yeah. He gonna come find
you. I will pay good money to see that Canelo shit. Yes, he will.
Pick him apart.
But at the same time, like, I'm not even, like, excited to even see any fight with Jake involved, bro.
But I do want to see him get knocked out pretty bad.
Yeah, no. I want to see him laid out on the floor, yeah. Like...
Didn't he lose one fight, though?
Yeah,
the one actual active boxer that he fought that was a real boxer, which was Fury's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then, like, the famous fighters reacted to the fight, like Conor McGregor, Javonta Davis, and Ryan Garcia. Like, they all want to beat him. Like, they all want to fight
him,
bro.
If he didn't have a target on his back already, like, in the boxing community, he does now. Because, like... He beat Mike Tyson, so he thinks like he's like on top of the world now, and he's gonna get humbled real quick.
But a lot of people are not even taking that win serious.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, because it was all.
But he does.
Yeah, and that's
the thing that's most important.
That was all a money bag chase.
Oh no, 100%. Like I wonder if they're ever gonna release the numbers of how much they.
Oh, Mike Tyson walked away with 20 mil.
$20 mil? I said yeah. Five. That's
but
crazy.
No, he had bet him 5 mil if he can last more than
five rounds.
But he walked away with 20 mil. So technically 25 mil.
Which is
crazy. And that's just the numbers that they're showing us. We don't know all the other.
I can tell you right now, that's literally the last time Mike Tyson is going to fight.
Mike Tyson might not have to work again ever in his life. He's done. Yeah. Like 25 mil.
Like he's done. But it is sad that for our generation, that's the fight we have to remember him by. About it. Like, we've never seen Mike Tyson fight, and, like, the one time we get to see Mike Tyson fight, he loses to Jake Paul.
No, he fought, like, a year or two ago. Didn't he?
No.
Bro, no. He literally fought someone.
No.
It was a year two fight.
They literally announced it, like...
Yeah, like, they announced, like, this is his first time coming back.
He literally fought another old boxer. I could have sworn he just fought. It was, like, a YouTube fight. And there was, like, rules to it and whatnot.
I don't know. We're going to have to do research on
that.
But
I'm telling you, he fought someone recently. It wasn't
this
good.
Basically, this whole generation is going to remember this Jake Paul fight as, like, his last fight. Correct. His only fight that this generation's seen. So widely covered, which is, like, sad. I wish I could have experienced
this. But I think that's why I didn't watch it, like, a lot. I watched, like, the first round, and then I stopped because I didn't want that in my head. Yeah, I haven't watched none of the highlights or none of that. Like, I already knew how terrible it was. I don't need to. I've seen Jake fight.
I watched
before.
Like the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not watching that. Like
that Katie Taylor fight though.
Ooh.
Oh my god!
Bow.
Wasn't her eye like?
Yes.
Not eye, but like
split.
She got hoed, bro. She got hoed bad.
Oh my!
She broke a
god.
Record for most landed punches in a lady fight or whatever, a woman's fight, and still lost.
Yeah. That is bananas.
They were putting their heart and soul into that fight. That's a good fight. That fight was better than the main event.
Oh, yeah,
was crazy.
They fought before, too, and that fight was a dog fight, too. Like, we need a trilogy, for real. We need a third one.
That was like the peakest fight.
Yeah, bro.
Instead of the Jake Paul fight.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
They were going blow for show, like, for real.
Like, even, like, even, like, speaking for, like, legends, bro, like, T-Pain. Coming to Tally, bro.
Yeah.
That's recently. I wish I went to go see that, but we were at EDC.
Bro, everybody was in the city.
He was in
while we were at EDC. Yeah. Fluffy was here.
Oh yeah, remember? Fluffy was irregular. Was he there?
Yes, the 7th. He did a show at Civic Center.
So why was T-Pain here?
I don't know why he was here, but like he performed in the Civic Center.
Cascade.
I said Civic Center. In the Cascade Park, the little stage.
Oh yeah, for sure. The amphitheater thing they got.
Yeah. It was packed out.
Which is crazy. There's some people that play at that place. And
the amphitheater they got over there?
They play Earth, Wind and Fire played there. Boys to Men played there. Willie Nelson played there. T-Pain.
Oh shoot.
A couple big like punk rock bands that I can't name, like big people, and it happens every so often.
That's solid.
But yeah, T-Pain performed there. Like,
that's awesome, man. He had a lot of like trouble coming back to Tally.
Yeah,
like you know, especially because of his past. you know, he was dealing a lot of problems, such as, like, FAMU didn't want it to, like, shoot one of his music videos, and then he got FSU to do it, and then FAMU tried to get money out of him for...
Sheesh, what music video is this for?
It was something about a shirt. I forgot what the song was about, but reason why FAMU didn't want to have him shoot a video at FAMU campus was because it had titties.
Not the Yetis.
But FSU heard it. They're like, oh, we approve it.
It's T-Pain, that's bro. Crazy.
But he was very upset because, you know, his family graduated there. His wife graduated there. So, like, to him to not perform there was pretty sickening. But that's, like, years ago, though. That's years ago. Now, today, like, he has a lot more, you know, respect now, which is amazing for T-Pain. Since coming from a Tally local myself,
I was always told Tally folks don't like him.
I mean, you got Tally folks to say they don't like him, and then you got others that love him.
Yeah, I think it was just because, like, it was just like a thing in the air that just, like, people from Tallahassee just for some reason didn't like T-Pain.
So everyone went along with
so
it.
So everybody just
don't like him.
Went along with
I don't like him.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, what?
Cornball.
Yeah, honestly, me personally, if I had to, like, give you my opinion about T-Pain, bro, like, I think that, like, I don't necessarily hate him. You
know? No, I don't hate him. Honestly, over the past week when I saw that he came back to Tallahassee and did, like, the whole sign thing, like, I did a little bit more research on him, and he carries himself well, like, these days. Like, he's very, like, involved, like... He Twitch streams like when he's making music, he still does features. Like he's very like bro, he stays you
that
know.
Boy stay tapped in.
Yeah, he stays tapped in. And the fact that he did this with the city and then like
having his own street sign.
Where is it exactly? I know I've seen the name.
I think it's let me fact check it because I don't want to sound like an idiot.
But I did see the post, and that's
fine. You did more research than I did on it, but I heard from my coworker that he thought, after this whole thing, he thought about bringing his festival back that was held in Nebraska and bring it here.
How was it in Nebraska?
You tell me. I have no clue. Honestly, I have no clue. Jeez. But the lineup that he put on that festival... was crazy, bro. He had Akon on there. He had Soulja Boy. He had Dylan Francis. Like, it was just crazy. And then, like, a bunch of other artists that was over my head. But he told me.
Now what? He told you what?
He told me that he thought about bringing the festival back after, like, their whole thing with the sign thing. And if they threw a festival like that in Tallahassee,
it would
change the game.
I would go down.
Oh, my God. God, it would change the game.
I haven't seen like a big festival.
No, yeah.
In Tally ever.
Which is surprising because it's the capital, bro.
Yeah.
It throws me off.
It does throw me off.
I feel like it could be done though. Like you could you could clear out the fairgrounds, boom.
Solid. If I blew up, and it's like a DJ Zeus show, bro, you know where I will perform?
Where?
Guess.
Don't say the FSU stadium.
Nah.
Don't say Bajas.
Nah. No, okay. Okay, hold on. If I had like a tour, Bajas would be part of it.
That's,
and
but that's
also
like
Pots.
A hometown respect.
Yeah, correct.
Thing, yeah.
But if I had my own show,
Civics,
and like the mayor like is down to like throw this party.
Oh, wait. I know. The big ass Tallahassee Mall venue. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Whoa.
Oh. No.
That's not.
It's really? Not. I want to do a block party in the Capitol. Like,
you're wild.
Good luck.
You're wild.
Block the whole street.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like,
where? So, like, you know where, like, the Capitol, like, the big, like, building is at?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, right there. So, like, literally right in front of it, that's where I'll perform at.
Like, Appalachie and, like,
yes,
North Carolina.
All those big corporate, well, not big corporate, but like city buildings are.
But that's like one of the busiest streets.
Literally.
If I'm able to do it, yeah. I'm going to do it.
I mean, the whole city up, but it's going to be fire, though.
That would be pretty fire.
I mean, they like, block roads for like
games,
for
and
games
all
that
and stuff.
Shit.
That, so, it like, was like the year before COVID. They blocked that whole, you know, where the like steep ass hill is going down South Monroe next to Cascade?
Mm-hmm.
They blocked that whole road off one year. And made it a slip and slide.
Wait, what?
So, no, I mean, it's in the cards. Yeah. What? It was a long ass time ago.
That's crazy, yeah. Bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I would have did that.
No, I would have done it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to T-Pain. Yeah. So it turns out that they honored him with a street name after the musician, whatever. When it's near Pasco Street between Tucker Street and Orange Avenue. That's where it's like, that's where it's now known as T-Pain Lane.
So what's over there? Like, I don't even know
streets. It's just neighborhoods.
Yeah, neighborhoods.
It's just neighborhoods.
We gotta take a picture by that bitch.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. So I mean, that's respect to the legend though.
Yeah, facts.
I wish I was there. I would love to take pictures with him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be cool. One day in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were saying it seems like he'll be around a little more.
My fault. People were saying that they should like open up a bar by that street because of bartender and all that stuff. Like that. And then like only hire fine ladies and shit like that. I was like, that's actually kind of smart though. But I mean, would they actually do that?
Mm.
That's fire.
Yeah. But speaking of like people that have been going through Tallahassee, Burt Crusher just came through Tallahassee, and I know he doesn't know who he is. I don't know if you know who he is. You don't.
Talk about the guy that graduated from FSU, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an
alumni.
FSU alumni. And he was just at Madison Social, and he, like, was a bartender at Madison Social for a night. And, like,
bro. It's on Barstool.
Huh?
Who is he? I'm sorry. Like, he's a
Okay. Yeah, position. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian, yeah.
And, dude, he's so funny. Like, he has this movie. It's called The Machine. And he has, like, a whole comedy thing on Netflix. But he's super successful guy. And they made him, like, the FSU Grand Marshal for FSU Homecoming. I have no clue why he didn't throw a show here. Like, he did
like
last year.
A comedy
year.
Show?
Yeah, like a comedy show here in the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
He did last year, but he didn't do one this year. But pretty much he comes through, like, every year and does, like, comedy stuff. And they also think they're, Shaq. He thinks about doing some sort of organized comedy star show. I forget what he calls it, but when he had his son, when his son was signed to FAMU, he was on some radio show and he was talking about what he wanted to do stuff with Tallahassee, and he mentioned his like all-star like comedy thing. I forget what it was, but he thought about bringing like a whole bunch of comedians to Tallahassee.
Oh, like Kevin Hart.
Like Kevin Hart.
Avengers.
Yeah, like literally the Avengers.
Yeah.
And if that goes through, like, and then Burt Crusher would probably be on it because he's just FSU made. Like, it would just fuck the city up. And then on top of T-Pain potentially bringing his music festival next year, like, if all the cards all align, like, and the city just keeps on growing and growing. Like,
go
the
down.
Next 2 to 3 years in Tallahassee are going to be, like,
facts.
Crazy. But, like, that's if the stars align. Like, everybody just says what they kind of want.
Yeah, like, honestly. The only thing I can remember about this man, Burt, in FSU Barstool, bro, I think someone gave him a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, poured liquor and then gave it to the guy with, you know, that owned the shoe to drink the shoe.
What?
Classic.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, would you do that? I mean, I wouldn't.
Like, pour the Bev in my shoe.
Yeah, like, so, like, he literally poured... Like, so he grabbed the guy's shoe, you know, poured a liquor, and then gave it to him, and he chugged it.
Sure. I'm not saying I would do it, but the feed is fairly clean.
I would never do that.
That is fresh out the dryer that morning.
That
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I could see why someone would be crazy enough to attempt it.
I mean, FSU, man.
Can't really hold anything against FSU. Mm-hmm. Right? They'd be doing anything, bro.
Especially that one guy that ate the... Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
They lost against their, like, what was it, basketball?
Yeah, against the UF.
Damn.
Didn't somebody eat poop because FSU lost?
Okay, like, apparently someone did, which was crazy because it's one of the Wonky Town DJs. I'm pretty sure it's one of the Wonky Town DJs that did. And then he, like, it was, like, fake or something.
Oh,
you got a lot of hate for it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Man. It's so glad to be back, you guys.
For real. We've been so busy. We're not gonna, like, just killing ourselves.
We're, like, we've kind of been on a run right now since
the
last few days. We were talking about it earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we did have, like, that little blank 2 weeks.
It was just so much, bro. Going on, so much going on.
Bouncing back pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
I'm very thankful. Yeah. I wanted to cover, like, one more thing that was just so... It's too big.
What?
Tyler, the Creator, bro.
Ooh.
You know?
Chroma Cop. Yeah, let me stop.
What did you think of the album, Zeus? Like,
I still haven't finished it.
You're still, bro, what the hell?
I still haven't finished Chromacopia, bro. I'm sorry.
That is so funny.
I'm still trying to finish it.
The betrayal.
Yeah. How are you one of our friends? If I can even call you that anymore.
Bro, when the album first dropped, I remember we were talking about it. This was before your gig in Gainesville. And he goes, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it today on my drive there. I was like, Dad, tell me how it is.
I was going to.
Oh, man, I thought you didn't finish the album, bro.
I was literally like.
Don't you listen to music like
all
day? Isn't that your job? So what's your excuse?
So I had to listen to like.
You have to listen to different music.
I had to listen to sets to like correlate my actual set.
So how far along are you into the album?
I'm going to look into that right now.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've listened to that bitch like 10 times.
Dude, I've spammed that album.
So I am literally near. Thought I was dead.
He's damn near over.
I'm almost done. Like, I'm almost done. Yeah. Like,
but I like listen to it. Like,
it's because I tried to like listen to it. Finish. Like, because I was trying to listen to it on the way to Gainesville, but then I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the album was boring. It just.
We did a lot that whole time period where Chromacopia got. We were busy as hell. It was Halloween.
Yeah. I made sure I took a day to really put it in.
I listened to the album at the midnight it dropped. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I just sat there in my bed. Letting her play, like, oh my god. Yeah. But
like, speaking of Tyler, he just threw his Flogna Festival.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, I really want to go. It's in Dodger Stadium in LA. And bro, I saw like some Instagram post. The crowd he pulled was absolutely crazy.
Insane.
It was on like, bro, it was crazy. Which just makes me want to go even more.
What was the lineup?
The lineup.
He brought. A
I know
few
he
people.
Brought Cardi.
Yeah. What's that one
he
person?
He brought
name?
Sexy Red, Daniel Caesar.
This is the artist on that one song.
Katrina.
How do you say her name? It's D O E C H.
I don't know.
But she I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but she
I don't
want to
say it correctly.
Yeah. But she brought out
Gucci.
I don't know. She saw that she was out there.
SZA was there.
They just making a solid lineup.
God, it was a lot of good heads out there.
A lot more people that I just like. I can't name the whole lineup, but like, bro, it was crazy. Like, Converse sponsors it every year.
It's fire.
They have like 5-6 fair rides, but like one thing I was been seeing around like social media is like people like were dropping like flies in the crowd.
Yeah,
there's a clip of Daniel Caesar
and
like
fainting.
While he's singing.
Yeah,
like while he's singing, just people are like fainting. Like, I know he sings, like, good.
It's hot out
like,
there, though.
I know he sings good, but, like, not that good where, like, everybody's dropping, like, flies, you know? But one thing other people, like, people were talking about, like, with Tyler, the Creator, is the amount of traction he got towards Flogna and Chromacopia. Like, people are, like, starting to say, like, especially big music enthusiasts, like, if he's, like, if he has like the chance to be like take J. Cole's spot in the big three, so it would be Drake, Kendrick, Tyler, just because all of
right,
his whole
you hear this right
so
you hear this
you,
correctly
because
I told he told me this and I'm like, dude, I don't know, that is unbelievable.
These aren't my words,
next to Kendrick and Drake.
This isn't my opinion, it's like the big music
no I know
like
the question you asked me really, like, got me conflicted. Because, like, bro, like, you have to think about, like, Kendrick and Drake.
Yeah.
And Tyler is replacing J. Cole.
I remember I was conflicted, like Kendrick said. But that's a topic for a different day. But I'm not going to lie. He's telling the truth. Because we're talking about Jermaine.
Yeah, I know.
like.
Forest Hills, what was it? Platinum, triple platinum, no features?
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine, right? Now, Tyler did break a streams record and, like, album buys all, with Chromacopia. He broke hella records.
Yeah, hella.
He
yeah.
typically breaks records because the album before that, he broke records again.
Eagle,
and the album before that, he broke records. So, Call Me When You Get Lost.
Call Me When You Get Lost.
He's
right,
breaking
right,
these
right.
records. So, it's a respectable take. but it's a crazy take at the same time. But I can see why it is a take, though. Because the thing about Jermaine is he's very out the way.
Yeah.
He be dropping shit, like, you know what I'm saying? And he'll do numbers, but I'm not going to lie. Ain't no other albums that he's had that was doing numbers like Forest Hill Drive. Not saying that those albums weren't good. But the thing about Tyler is,
every single album he's made after Flower Boy was a literal movement.
He's not missing.
So that, like, that's why people are putting it in consideration, is after Flower Boy, when he took that next step into becoming an artist. Hate to be a Tyler Meat writer right now, but, like, every single album he made was, like, crazy.
The Igor phase, Call Me When You Get Lost phase, Flower Boy phase. J. Cole is just, like, first thing that comes to your head when you talk J. Cole, Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah.
Then there's Tyler Creator. You can go, which phase is your favorite? Yeah. But they're, like, all of them are almost all bangers, bro. All bangers, so it's, like, you can't really, J. Cole ain't really got that type of, you know, anything to go against that, because Tyler doing it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, definitely, if he was actually officially part of the Big Three, he'd just be a fucking wild card, bro.
That's a huge wild card. Huge wild card.
No, I just feel like, just in general, it's a wild card to the industry. You never know what you're gonna get.
And like you said, the Cam Flognog really puts him in the discussion as well, because these people he's bringing on camp or whatever for that whole festival thing got going on, they're bangers too. I can't even lie.
Yee was there. Yeezy and Kid Cudi.
I say Tyler goes, he keeps this going for like 2-3 more years. I'm not gonna lie, Jermaine is in trouble.
Yeah,
he's in some trouble.
I feel like we gotta give it
that. We could talk.
Yeah, we gotta give it like a couple more years. Yeah. Let his Chromacopia album marinate, and then see what his next project is.
Yeah, because that bitch is like barely just been released.
But it's at the end of the year when he dropped Chromacopia, and they said that he broke like the album buys and stream things already. And it's the end of the year. You know how many albums dropped before him? And he's broke the numbers like that? It's crazy.
The fact that people say Uzi was going to be better than Chromacopia, it flipped.
Crazy.
It flipped.
I forgot he dropped the album.
Yeah.
Huh? I forgot Uzi.
Yeah, dropped. I know, bro. I didn't even get to finish Uzi's, bro. Like,
but he only finished no album.
I only like one song from Uzi.
I didn't even know he dropped an album.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's called Eternal Take 2.
Yeah.
It's all right.
No, I've seen that.
He got Big Time Rush in it.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, I didn't know that. It's cool.
Him and JT be cuddling and shit.
Yeah.
Living his living a good life.
I think Uzi is in that phase in his life where he just doesn't care no more. Like, he's dropping because of his love for the music. Happy. But Tyler is, like, on some other shit. You can't...
Yeah.
Honestly, dropping when Tyler drops is a crazy thing to do. That's what point of Tyler's career he's in now. It's like, you kind of got to avoid dropping near him. Because they're not going to hear your album.
But he dropped so sudden. It was like, oh, what the fuck, new album?
But it was everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. Like, Halloween, when I was dressed up as Tyler, bro, it's like almost every person was a discussion about Chromacopia. I was dressed as Call Me When You Get Lost, though.
Yeah.
And they always went straight to Chromacopia. So I'm like, Tyler got these folks by the neck. I can't lie.
Especially, really, like, with TikTok. Like, everything. Yeah. It was just, bro. Yeah, well, he had everybody by the neck, for sure.
What a great way to end this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. To
the
Spider-Man.
<fucked it up.
laughs> All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast with your host, DJ Zeus.
Window Next Door.
And Dibble.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Stay cooked.